Blog Talk Radio.
Say Word is set up. You know what? You know why I set it up? I set it up because you know what? Talk is cheap, man.
Say Word.
But you won't let anybody come in and control the economy of your community. Control the housing, control the education, control the jobs, control the businesses.
What did you do? Other than you sitting here, you telling me about how you feel about it, what did you do about it? Did you write your senator, your congress? Did you do anything? Did you go outside and did you hold up a picket sign? No, you didn't.
But it's a matter of either we stay like this or somebody sacrifices. Somebody lay a track so we don't stay in a 360-degree deadly circle. You know what I'm saying? Somebody has to break out and risk, you know, losing everything and being poor and getting beat down. But somebody has to do something. And we just got to be smarter and sharper, or they're going to start taking away each and every person that steps forward to do anything positive for the community. So that's why you wonder why everybody want to live a negative lifestyle. It's safer.
Can you hear me?
I can.
All right, so that's how we got our intro.
Okay, I like it.
As usual, what's the same one? It's the same old one. All right, so we got our topics. I got, I'm still waiting for two people to come on.
Okay.
Waiting for Johnny and one of my other boys to come on. Why does it have these things in here twice? All right, Bert. So we get our, so when we initially, here, let me take this off here. Give me a second.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school or even let alone go to college, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter Brooklyn was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, studied hard, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone.
I feel like if I didn't have anyone to push me, I wouldn't even bother to do it. I got one milestone down the drain, and now I got to work on the next. I see the future is really bright for me. I feel like it doesn't matter the age, as long as you go back and get it done. The high school diploma is just added to the confidence, and now I feel unstoppable.
No one gets a diploma alone. You have more support than you realize. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Yes, hello. Thank you for joining us with Say Word Radio, August 3rd, 2016. This is a special edition of our Free Your Mind Wednesday, and we have a caller, Johnny, that's on the line.
Hey, what's up?
Samuel!
What up? How's it going? How's everybody doing?
What's going on, Johnny? How are you?
Hey, you know, I'm just hanging in there.
Doing good, man. So welcome to Free Your Mind Wednesday. You got a lot on your mind today?
Thank you. I got a lot. I just got one thing in particular. You know, I'm just wondering why black people voting for Hillary. It just bugs me out. I was just trying to find answers. I was just trying to, you know, get an answer from one of you.
All right. Well, I mean, you're asking why black people are voting for Hillary. Why do you believe black people are voting for Hillary?
Just like I heard, you know, trying to think, hey, which of the two evils? But that's a deadly game to play. I feel.
Well, is it something you have against Hillary, or?
Is that like I don't like. I just feel like, you know, just like, you know, she's not doing anything for us, just like the rest of them aren't doing anything for us, and we just voting for them, and just hoping and praying, and nothing ever good happens or whatever. Like, you'll get a little bit, but yet you'll get more evil on the other side. And I just feel like we just keep being fooled, and we're so much in despair that it's ridiculous. We just losing hope, and we just going for anything, like waving the flag or whatever, you know.
All right. So do you think people shouldn't vote for Hillary, or you think that
I mean, it's up to you. I'm not telling nobody what to do, but I'm just saying, like, I don't think it's a good idea. I'm not voting at all.
So you
already know how the system is. So that's who I am right now. I made it final.
So let me ask you
how I did. Yeah.
All right. So, because we had a conversation, I believe, like 2 weeks ago, on the radio, me, Bird, and we were talking about people not having it. I think it was you, Bird, that said that you'd rather not vote, or who said that last week?
I did.
Yeah, I think it was you that said you'd rather not vote. So let me ask you this. Now, on the aspect of people not voting at all, what do you say to older people that actually fought and died in order for us to have the ability to vote? I mean, because if you take in consideration our ancestors, whether the system's been rigged, I mean, do we just stop voting, or do we vote because it's our right to vote, and because our grandparents and their parents died, a lot of people died for the cause of us voting, and do in the process of us voting, do we get out there and try to make sure that our vote counts, or is it that we just are not voting this time only because we don't like either of the candidates?
Okay, see, the thing is here, do you fight in a battle that you just can't win? When it comes to the election, as long as the current system is in control of everything, it's going to continue to happen. It don't matter if you can, like, you know, try to fight for your vote to count or whatever. It's not going to matter because it is controlled, and now it is computerized, which also make it more vulnerable. So to me, like, I just feel like you can go and vote all you want to, but all you're doing is just playing into the propaganda that's going on. That's it. What's going on, like, the system, that the system is messed up. And so it's like, I'm not going to vote. I'm not voting anymore. I used to vote, and I wised up, and I'm not voting anymore. And I came to that decision. So, that's why I felt that way about it. And plus, I do a lot of research, so I know better. I don't wait on local, you know, media news to tell me things, but they don't. You got to do your own research, and I know better. I'm awakened, and that allows me to make these decisions, along with the Most High, of course.
Of course. So do you feel, I mean, because I, to be honest with you, Johnny, I agree with you up to a certain extent. I agree with Rob up to a certain extent. Do you feel that there is another alternative outside of simply not voting? You know what I mean? Like, at this point, being passive, I get it. You know, marching's not working. Dying's not working. Getting assassinated is not working. So, you know, what is the alternative?
Yeah, see, that's what I'm on as well. Like, I did the radio a little bit back then, but, like, I'm on to, like, you know, like, we got to have, like, movement somewhere, you know, like, to where we're, like, united. Like, everything sounds like we know the solution. It's just getting into motion is the problem. That's the hard part. And that's the only way I can think of that's going to get things going, along with a lot of white people getting out of denial. And, you know, and speaking up on these things along with us or whatever, and not go against each other as citizens. Because, you know, we got bigger fish, you know, that's out there to fry. But yet we are confused and, you know, we kind of like, you know, going through it with each.
Taken to the hospital, nothing about that, but the fact that she's dead at the end of the day, at the end of the day, over a warrant for traffic.
But it goes back to what I was saying, is that, you know, without unity, look, like right now, like, we need something, we need like an amplifier, we need something bigger. If we don't have like this organized well, and like in a elaborate manner, like it was, like we're going to continue getting this because it's already set. The agendas are already out there. You know, depopulation control, martial law, all that stuff. It's already set. So, unless you willing to die or whatever, like this is what it's going to be. You're just going to have to sit here and face the music because. If no consequences are being done, like they're not getting any consequences, it's like things aren't going to get better. That's just what it is. No consequences, no better. That's just how it goes. And I just feel like things like that and how the media portrays and how, the you know, they get some of the world seals and stuff, it's like some are scared to get that power and unity together so we can like fight a system like that. But that is a lot, you know, and that takes a lot of time to get people together, you know, for unity and stuff like that. It takes a lot, but that's what's going on. That's what's happening. It's going to continue to happen. If we just sit here and let it, like I said, we can start with boycott. We can pass it on, keep forcing people to boycott or sign petitions or something, but it needs to move. Otherwise, is going to continue to stay the same. And you can complain all day, we can have these shows all day, but it's going to continue to happen and it's not going to stop. It's going to be like a juggernaut. And I'm telling you now.
I hear exactly what you're saying, Johnny. We're going to hold for a short break and then we're going to come back and get further into this.
All right, you're tuning in to Say Word. We're going to take a quick break.
Break.
Say
words.
Rich is just a really, really, really good guy. The term good egg isn't enough to describe him. He's also certified organic and free range. Rich puts the cap back on everything. The toothpaste, the olive oil, the shampoo, everything. He lets his 10-year-old nephew beat him at virtual tennis, even though he can straight up slay his 10-year-old nephew in virtual tennis. When the toilet paper is running low, Rich replaces the roll on the actual holder, not just on the back of the toilet. Rich is texting and driving. Rich? No. What are you doing, Rich? I was just telling everyone how great you are. Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're in a position to determine who goes to the White House and who stays in the doghouse. You're the one who has that power. You can keep Johnson in Washington, D.C., or you can send him back to his Texas cotton patch. You're the one who sent Kennedy to Washington. You're the one who put the present Democratic administration in Washington, D.C. The whites were evenly divided. It was the fact that you threw 80% of your votes behind the Democrats that put the Democrats in the White House. When you see this, you can see that the Negro vote is the key factor. And despite the fact that you are in a position to be the determining factor, what do you get out of it? The Democrats have been in Washington, D.C. only because of the Negro vote. They've been down there 4 years, and all other legislation they wanted to bring up, they brought it up and got it out of the way, and now they bring up you. And now they bring up you. You put them first, and they put you last, because you're a chump. The that you back control two-thirds of the House of Representatives and the Senate, and still they can't keep their promise to you. Anytime you throw your weight behind a political party that controls two-thirds of the government, and that party can't keep the promise that it made to you during election time, and you're dumb enough to walk around continuing to identify yourself with that party, you're not only a chump, but you're a traitor to you.
All right, all right. Welcome back to Save Word Radio for a quick break. We still have Gianni on the line. Gianni, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, man. Go ahead. We interrupted you on a commercial break, but go ahead and finish your thought.
Oh, no. I was actually finished. I was actually waiting on Bird to talk.
Oh, Bird, go ahead. I'm sorry.
On her insight on what she was going to say before the commercial break.
I still feel like the final outcome of her dying is not, that's not how this situation should have played out. But
I feel the same way. I feel the same way, but I also know, like we need that unity, like I said again, and without that, you're going to continue seeing this happening. Like we need to like get off that, like depend on that dollar and stuff and develop like some kind of green thumb and, you know, teach each other and build each other up. Cause, I mean, we hear this all the time, but I mean, if it doesn't get in motion, it's not going to happen. So like I said, we can talk about this all day, and it kind of bothers me to keep talking about this and talking about this. And, you know, no, it's, and nobody, like, well, I ain't going to say nobody, but you have some people out here that just don't get it, just don't care. And it just makes it even more difficult. So we have a bit of a situation here, and the only thing that's going to happen now is complaining. So until we do this, it's just going to be complaining. And I'm just figuring out, like, from tonight, like, what do we do from here to start building on that unity? That is the question I have.
Well, I mean, Johnny, that's a great question, man. And I mean, I think that's what's that's been one of the issues for generations to come, that we've been running into an issue to where we haven't had the ability to unite and to find common grounds on how we some of the things that's taking place in our community. So that is a great question. But I think, you know, with us or being more of a conversation and but more of the solution side, I think this only solution side of it is that we have to get together. You know, for us as being Black individuals, we have to get together as a whole and network with other, of course, Black individuals and anybody that sees the injustice, meaning anybody brown or white, that sees
exactly
the injustice that's happening in our communities and to us as a whole. But again, I think the only way things change, because we can protest and we can do whatever we want to do. We can march and go out and block the interstates and do, you know, do everything. But when it's all said and done, nothing truly has changed. And what I mean by nothing's truly changed, meaning that there's no laws that's changed. So until we can get together and we can force some of our these constituents that we put on, you know, in the places that they are, as far as congressmen, senators, presidents, et cetera, until we can actually get out and get these individuals to, and we get out and demand that things have to change. For instance, body cameras being on every police officer, the way that arrests are conducted, as far as how you treat a human being when they're getting arrested, if there's no immediate danger, as far as no weapon, etc. I mean, until those things take place, then again, like you said, we're going to be doing is continuous is just complaining about it. So I think laws need to change. Me and Bird talked about petitions. It needs to be petitions made. It has to be some form of things to where we're sitting down with legislators and discussing new conditions and terms to make Black and brown people living conditions a lot better. So until that take place, man, I mean, it's we're just spinning on, you know, we're just spinning on wheels. So
exactly.
Black people are dying. Yeah, black people dying left and right.
That's what I was saying about the situation, about what's going on. Also, yeah, we need, like, for these white folks to speak up, too. They claim they like black folks so much and stuff like that. That can be another boost, you know, into making things better. But, yeah, it's a tough one. It's a hard road, man. But it's, like, it's so easy to give up, man. Like, I've been doing it. I know you have. Maybe you probably too, Bird. Like, it just like, oh man, how can I say this? But I don't know. I kind of messed up. But anyway, like, if we don't do this and start this now, like from like tonight, maybe we can like pass it on to a friend we might talk to later or somebody else we meet. But if we don't get this going now to start from somewhere now, it's not going to happen. And that's what we know already.
Well, I mean,
we need to like start, you know, gatherings, you know, get together, you know, have people come, you know, get to know each other, build up from there and keep going, you know, start some barbecues, raise some money, stuff like that. Build up, I guess, you know, like just build up certain things. But, you know, that takes a lot too. But you gotta find people that you can trust, you know, certain things. It's just crazy. But it's a lot of work, but I know we could do it.
Yeah, well, you know, on top of that, one of the things that I'm starting to notice more and more is that you're getting a lot of black people that are getting fed up. And it's and I truly believe that we're in a state now to where it's it may get worse before it gets better. And what
exactly.
I mean by that, and what I mean by that is not even just the police. You have a lot of individuals that's so fed up that they're instead of society, and when I say society, I'm talking predominantly white society or law enforcement side. Instead of their seeing the cause of things, they're only looking at the effects. So when you're not looking at how many years of segregation and racism that black individuals have been suffering for the beginning of time, you know, you have a lot of individuals that when these police officers are getting, I mean, everybody that knows me knows that more than half of my family, Johnny, you know that half of my family is police officers. So for me to not have a respect for law enforcement, that would mean I wouldn't have respect for, and I mean half, I mean probably 75% of my family is some form of law enforcement or government. And when I mean government is military. So I have nothing but the utmost respect for law enforcement, but then when
mm-hmm.
when you have individuals that are talking about these police killings, I mean, I don't think that it's right, but it's I use the analogy. It's like you have a kid that goes to school every day and he's getting bullied every day, and he's constantly telling the teacher that, you know, this boy is picking on me, and then all of a sudden this boy gets a brick and knocks the bully out. I mean, do you look at the simple fact that the bully got knocked out by a brick, or do you look at the simple fact that this boy has gone weeks, months, years of telling people how much he's being bullied, and then the people only see the outcome of it? So that's how I generally think that society, and again, sadly to say, I believe that's more of white society that that are only seeing the outcome of the killings other than the circumstances of the causes of it. So do I think or do I condone it whatsoever? No, I don't. I mean, because the sad part of it is the police officers that they kill are probably the ones that are the best police officers. And that's the saddest part to
exactly.
say. You know, you go out here and you kill the ones that actually do want to go out there and save people rather than the ones that are not doing that. So when that happens, what do you say?
There's nothing exactly. There's nothing to say. I'm like kind of in a loss for words, so you gotta excuse me because I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, I mean, it's sad, man. And I want to take a turn here, and I want to ask another question to you guys on the Black Matter movement. Now, generally, the topic that I was just speaking about, as far as individuals not understanding the causes and effects of certain things, but you have a lot of individuals, and you have, again, I was reading an article about Trump, that if he becomes president, he's going to put out a task force against the Black Lives Matter group because they are he deemed them as being a threat to society. So my question is, why does it seem as if people think that the Black Lives Matter group is some form of a militant group, or why is white America, in your own opinion, do you feel are not getting exactly what we are getting out of what the Black Lives Matter movement is?
I'm going to tell you like this. It's as simple as this. It's the media. You got a big media. You can see them on TV. You can hear them on the radio. You can be everywhere. So with that, you can manipulate it any way you want to. And you have a lot of sheeple out here in the world. You know what sheeples are. You have a lot of them out in this world. And when they see stuff like that, they're easily deceived and they're easily manipulated because, you know, some people just that naive. They'll see something like, oh, yeah, that's so true, yeah, and that, and they don't bother for researching. And so with that, that is the reason why it's like that. That is the reason why a lot of people see it like that, because they edit those things in the media and they show the effect instead of the cause for the effect. And that's when we have. That's why we have this problem now, because you have a lot of naive people, a lot of privileged people who are not in the situation, but, you know, they're one-sided people, and they see the news, and they just think it's true. Even if some of them know that it's not true, they'll still go with it just to keep that privilege alive and stuff like that. So that is a reason, simple as that, is why we are portrayed in that way, or at least that's one of the reasons, and it's a big, major reason. I'll tell you that much.
Well, I mean, the media has a play in it too, but I mean, for the most part, the media is owned. I mean, we don't own any radio stations at this point. We don't own any television stations at this point. You know, there are no Black NBCs or anything to that effect. So, I mean, you can only take so much what the media tells you with a grain of salt. But as far as like what we can do, I'm so sorry. As far as like what we can do about this particular situation and how we feel about that, I mean, excuse me, I'm sorry. I just feel like at this point, to kind of circle back around, we're going to have to stand up and do something. And not be as passive as previously thought. Because Trump, I don't even know why he is where he is. But at the same time, their takeaway from us having Black pride means that we hate them, because that's how they feel about the scenario. You see what I'm saying? So they can't understand where we're coming from because they've never been in that position. Just like, you know, the phrase, the struggle is real. If you've never had the struggle, there is no way you can understand and tell me what the struggle is. So,
it doesn't bother.
Right. So their whole entire, they have Black pride, you know, that automatically means they hate. You see what I'm saying? You can't have pride without meaning that you hate, which is the exact opposite of what pride is. But that's their thought process on it.
But they know that. They know it. They know it. The plan is to keep you segregated, keep you away from each other, to keep you fearful, you know, of doing
misdirection.
You know, keep you apologizing, you know, for what you should do, and that's embrace yourself, empower yourself. You know, it's to keep you doing that. And it happened all through the years before. I was born, before y'all was born. It's been like that. Agenda's been like that for years, mm-hmm. and that's the part of the reason why the complication is there for us.
Well, do you also feel that we lead, because you're talking about as far as unity, I mean, just kind of reflecting back on the previous situation that we were talking about with the young lady who got shot in Baltimore, Corinne, I think that's how her name is pronounced, I'm sorry. You know, she had a live-in boyfriend at the time. I mean, as far as, like, unity, do you mean unity from, like, say, us amongst ourselves in relationships? I mean, it takes a village, but where are we going to start? I mean, if she's not protected in her home by her man.
Exactly. See, yeah, yeah. Because, see, like, exactly, like, cause for, like, things to change, it's going to be bloodshed sometimes. It's that. No, sometimes when change needs to come, it takes bloodshed. But until people stop being so scared and weak, because we all got to die anyway. Someday that day going to come. We don't know, but that day is going to come. But I just say I just think that we all should just need to, you know, ensure a future for our kids and stuff, because the future is looking real dim. But I think we also, like, amongst us, like, black and white, and black and men and black women need to stop going back and forth with each other. Oh, I'm leaving you and going to a white person. Oh, I'm leaving you going to... Like, we do that all the time, and that's another thing that's going to be our downfall. And when I do talk about unity, to be honest with you, I don't believe that it can happen, not in this lifetime. I really don't. We just too discombobulated right now to even try to pair something like close to it up. That's just how I feel right now, because I've been out there, and I've been on blogs, and I've been here, and I just see how there's still so many people who just don't get it, who just made their mind up and they think jumping ship is going to make life better and stuff like that. And I just don't get it, man, but that is what's going on right now. And I don't know what to do besides that, because I don't want war, but I know if my lady was in a situation, I would do something. I would have to do something. I'm not going to just sit down and let my lady get beat like that. Pain hurts. Death probably hurts. I know I've been dead, but I'm pretty sure it hurts. But like I say, we all got to go someday. And what are you going to go for? Because we here for a reason. We ain't just here on this earth to just party and do this and do that. We here for a reason. But what is your fate? Like, what is your cause for this earth? Like, what are you here for? That's what you got to ask yourself sometimes. And I ask myself that, and I come with answers sometimes, but it's just like, how can you get other people to think like that autonomously? Use your own mind to think instead of having people do it for you, and stop being easily deceived and manipulated to go against your own darn people. That is in abundance right now, believe it or not, and that is another major part of the corrosion that we accumulated, and that the white people had a hand at, and keep blaming them instead of moving, it's not going to get us anywhere either. We can't just keep pointing the finger at them, because, like we know, all of them not like that, but I'm not seeing many of them standing up for us, like, and that's another big contributor that is lacking. We don't have everybody for us. It's like when you see us, it's mainly us for the vast majority. It's like it's us, and we don't see other races. So it's like no matter. It's no matter, and we need to push our other so-called people to be with us and stand with us in this or whatever. Otherwise, we need to cut some of these people short. You know, we need to shrink in the circle a little bit. We need somebody that's going to be there for us, be with us through these hard times. Because we're going through a lot right now, and I just think we need to also be nosier when we see something suspicious with some of these bad cops treating like people who they pull over. We all need to be nosier.
Yeah.
We need to protect find out what's going on. At least there'll be some kind of hesitation on, you know, destroying one of us again. We need to build more of that. You know, we got to be around each other more instead of just being all,
I hear you on that 100%. Johnny, I'm going to have you hold your thoughts for just one brief moment. We have another commercial break coming. Thank you for listening to Say Word. We'll be right back.
We are live outside the home of Joe and Rosie Goddard, where a pretty big tickle fight broke out just minutes ago. Sources say their father instigated the laughter. Let's go inside for a comment. Apparently, they have no comment. Dads, let this be a reminder that it only takes a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
If you're a single man under the age of 35, you'd probably like to know what the ladies are looking for on an online dating site. A guy who had a few drinks and later got pulled over for buzz driving. See, that could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. And doesn't a guy who's back living with his parents but calls them my roommates just scream, Mr. Right?
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Any leadership that teaches you to depend upon another race is a leadership that will enslave you. Any leadership that teaches you to depend upon another race is a leadership that will enslave you. They gave leadership to our foreparents, and that leadership made them slaves. But we have decided to find a leadership of our own to make ourselves free men. Our great scholars have advanced through the colleges, the universities have thrown away the blessed record. Babylon did it. Assyria did it. France under Napoleon did it. Germany under Prince von Bismarck did it. England under America under George Washington did it. Africa with 400 million black people can do it. Yes. If you cannot do it, if you are not prepared to do it, then you will die. Yes. You race of cowards, you race of imbeciles, you race of good for nothing. Yes. If you cannot do what other men have done, what other nations have done, what other races have done, then you have better die. Can we do it? Yes. We can do it.
Yes. Well,
we shall do it.
Yes.
We pray to God for vision and for leadership.
Yes.
And He has given us our universal vision. A vision that will not limit our possibilities to America. A vision that will not limit our possibilities to the West Indies. But a vision that said there must be a free and redeemed Africa.
Thank you for tuning back into Say Word. We still have Johnny on the line, who was going over an interesting topic. I kind of want to segue in a little bit, but we just want to recap as far as like safety and unity in the community and what we can do to kind of bridge that gap, rather.
Johnny, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. But I just said like this because I kind of got to go. I got to see my son so he can go to bed. I just said like this, man. Like, don't get too comfortable and don't forget. Like you just got to remember those two things. Don't forget. Like, keep this going. It's like it should be in like every conversation, like when you chilling with your peoples or whatever outside of this. It should be in every conversation. Like, I just keep passing this on and until, you know, it's out there. You know, you just
gotta
keep doing it though.
I know you got to go, but there's two things I gotta touch on before you cut out of here. Do you feel like as you're in your normal everyday conversation with people for the most part that you know, with the rate of occurrences that have been happening, shootings and murders of the like, do you feel that people are going out their way not to even bring up the topic? Or do you feel like people are discussing it?
I think more than before. See, before when I used to hang around day to day, like with certain people, like you didn't like you'll see people like it seemed like they didn't care. They're just like, oh, whatever happened. It's like the new normal. It's normal. Now I'm immune to it now, so it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But like now, you got it's like more people all starting to talk about it, and they like trying to figure out what like they were wondering what to do too as well. And then you got some that just scared, and they just like, hey, I'm not getting into it. I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to sit and duck. And that's just what it is. But
true.
Like,
I think those people can be worked on. I don't know. I'm in a different area, which has a completely different, it's its own microcosm where I'm at. And I honestly feel like it is purposely not being talked about because that just doesn't exist. You know, like I mentioned earlier, you know what I'm saying? If that's not your struggle, like there is no, you know,
mm-hmm.
perception is everything.
Exactly.
That's not their struggle. So they choose not to
exactly.
talk about it. And I don't know if you know, like I work in a hair salon. Hair salon is similar to a barbershop. Like that's all they do all day long is talk and put on and you know what I'm saying? Run their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Hands cluck. But this has been one topic as of late since the 4th of July that has not been broached at all whatsoever. Like, I bring it up because that's me. But, you
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? It's like they have, you know, there's Stevie Wonder to it. They just don't see it. So that's fine. The second thing I kind of wanted to touch base on, which was actually first, what did you say about the unity and then taking care of your woman? And do you feel that is across the board in the black community? No. Actually, I don't even want to touch on that. One of the things I want to say, yes, white people have their privilege. I don't want them in my cause. I'm sorry, not sorry for that statement.
Exactly. And you're right to do that because that, it's supposed to be in a law that they, like, you have a right to say no, but you know, we're black, so we know we don't got certain things. But I just feel like if I see my lady in a situation like you've been with her, you know, y'all ride die together. That's just how I feel. Like you gotta ride die because if she dies, then it's like it's gonna tell you're gonna die anyway. You're gonna be alive, but you're gonna be dead anyway. Because it's going to hurt you real bad. So it's like, which one do you want? You want to pick this one or do you want to pick on the next one? You know, going out for your lady because she's dead now. And, you know, you got to get to it too. You got to go through the same thing. I feel if it's a good situation, you know, and like you are innocent and you doing what you're supposed to do, I feel that way. If more of us was able to think like that, I'm telling you, it'd be more hesitation. It would be more hesitation on things like this going on. I would really feel that. Or something else can go ahead and lift off, like martial law. You got camps, concentration camps out here. I mean, this stuff is real. It happened before. It can happen again. Some people, They would be like, oh, that's just history. That happened that time. But no, history repeats itself. It happened before. It can happen again. So it's not implausible to believe that that is happening now. And that can happen now.
Yeah.
You know,
do you have, I mean, since we're on this topic right now, do you have an emergency strategy?
Well, right now, see, I'm kind of like in a situation where I can say certain things, but I don't want to say too much because I don't want to give anybody the wrong idea, you know, and then I got surveillance all over me.
I completely understand. So you answer my question without answering my question. There is some type of emergency status in place. What I would suggest, you know what I mean? It makes you just ask. I mean, every, you know, there's an emergency plan for a hurricane. There's an emergency plan for a fire,
a
tornado drill, things like that. I mean, you have to know what to do if it pops off. So I feel like it's going to pop off.
Oh, yeah, and the dollar crash, you got to think about the dollar as well. You got to think about these different situations that's been happening. You got to think about around the world, Ukraine, all these other places in Europe, you know, they going through wars and stuff like that. And they was at a point to where they was only able to get a few bucks out of their ATM machine a day. It was ridiculous how they had done. This was like a few years back. It's chaos everywhere. And like you say about that dollar, I think about that dollar crashing every time. I used to research and I just, like, it'd be times I don't even look for something like that, but I stumble across it because I'm doing so much research. I'm just stumbling across things like that, and I'm like, man, this stuff must be serious. And you think about the mark of the beast chip in your arm, then the brain scan ignition, you know, the chip in your head, and you either accept this, you either with us or against us type of deal, the red or the blue pill type of deal, and that is what we are up against today. It is a lot. Not only we need that unity, it's a lot that they need to be educated on. You know, you also need these people to be educated for real, because it is like some people are like so far off. It's hard. Like where do you start to teach these people? You know, because like they so far. I follow patterns, man. I've been following patterns for so many years, and I just keep following patterns like it goes into a memory bank and stores itself in there. And I just keep following these patterns. I'm like, hold on. I see some inconsistency. And then once I see that, that's when I speak up on it. And then I go on the blogs as well. I stay on this. I talk to people on the blog. I just I'm everywhere. And so I do that, and I tell people, you know, I jog a question, I say something, and it'll jog questions out of them, and then it'll be more people hitting me up, and they'll be replying. It'll be some negative, some positive, but, you know, I get those replies, you know, I'm heard, and I think that's a big thing. I think more of us need to be talking about those things, those the things of importance, rather than a lot of this ratchetness. You know, they don't have that balance set. You know, it's good to, you know, free your mind sometimes, you know, so you can keep your sanity, keep yourself right. But you also got to have, you also, that important stuff has to matter, man. Otherwise, things don't get done. And that's how I feel.
Do you feel we need, specifically as a movement or a culture, like we need like a figurehead? I mean, not necessarily a Martin Luther King or a Malcolm X, because I feel kind of like, you know, the best would be like a mixture of the both of them. You know what I mean? Like, we need somebody who's a bit passive, but at the same time, when necessary, by any means necessary.
Exactly.
But, do you feel that we're in need of that once again?
I feel we are. I really feel we are, because the situation is showing itself right now. We're being like, it's like an entertainment show. You know, we're being killed on camera, and it's being televised for everybody to see, like
being
mocking us at a sense.
And being manipulated.
You know,
but, you know, at the same, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but what kills
entire
thing is that they manipulate, the media is so manipulative, you know, that they portrayed a person that got killed that's laying dead in the street as a criminal. Now, at the end of the day, they may have done a criminal act, but just because you do a criminal act doesn't necessarily mean you're a bad person, you know, first and foremost, because, I mean, Jesus was arrested.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just go ahead and cover that. But I'm sorry, maybe I was just raised different. You don't go to somebody's funeral and talk about how they was the worst person in the world. You don't speak ill of the dead.
Yeah.
That's just, you know what I'm saying, maybe those are old school values. You just don't do that. You don't plaster all over television, you know, this is this person's arrest record from years ago and post up their mug shots when there are other pictures of them. But then, you know, we don't get the same treatment, which is why I don't like the media, because anytime it's somebody brown, they always portray them in the worst light possible. But, you know, you can go in and shoot up a church and they out here having your high school graduation picture.
being displayed. You don't look, you know what I'm saying? They put you on TV, but you don't look like a criminal. But you've done some very criminal things.
It's supposed to be, I don't mean to cut you off here, but it's supposed to be Black Lives Don't Matter. You know, and like it
that's
goes
what
like
it is.
The system and the media, it's supposed to be like that. And it's supposed to paint that picture of you so everybody else can do that. And it can give them more time to keep doing what they're doing. You know, picking us apart or whatever. Keep everybody distracted and like, oh, man, they so bad, man. They deserve to die. And you see it. Like I say, you see it in the blogs and everything. You know, he should have been stealing on CDs and stuff. Like, that justifies it. But, like, and they know damn well if, you know, a white person did it, they wouldn't say those. And they know that. But it's supposed to keep this happening. They're not looking for a solution. That's why it's not coming.
Well, of course not.
Like
it's
I
not,
say, we all got to die someday. Exactly. Exactly. And we all got to go someday. But it's like, what are you going to die for? You got to ensure something for us. Because if not, we just going to get picked apart and keep. They're going to keep mocking us and keep, you know, destroying our women, you know, humiliating them, you know, raping them and stuff and getting away with it on TV, putting them up themselves and mocking us and telling us, now, what you going to do about it? It's like basically what they're saying. What are you going to do about it? And it's
you ain't
going to
do nothing about
women,
it. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, unsafe. It's making our women feel unsafe. I know it's not all, but it's some of us making them, they don't feel safe with us anymore. They don't feel like we can do the job to, make things better for us all. They don't think we can accomplish that goal, and so you got a lot of them just waving that white flag
me?
And jumping ship and thinking things are going to be okay. So I don't know. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, my bad. I'm sorry. I thought he said he put me on mute. I completely understand where you're coming from, but as far as like leaders, because this is something that I've thought of, you know, myself, you know what I'm saying, somebody that we can back, somebody that has money, because, like, I'll say this again, like, I don't feel like, I understand the workings of white privilege, but that's when it comes, you know what I'm saying, on their terms, and they're going to jump in and out when they choose to see fit, because, again, it's not their struggle, but, I mean, at the end of the day, like, a powerful, because, I mean, they take our powerful black figures, you know what I mean, I don't believe Prince died mysteriously. I don't believe that Michael Jackson all of a sudden died mysteriously. It's all too convenient how these people are just coming up, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, I'm not even going to get into that. Going back to my original topic, as far as who do you feel, like if you can give like maybe two suggestions on anybody that could be like a good front runner as far as like a spokesperson, as far as like a figurehead, even if it's in a temporary aspect, like who would you just throw out there as somebody, like I know this is going to sound ridiculous, but I really favor Dave Chappelle. Because he's a comedian.
Yeah, yeah. No,
they're
that's
already,
not ridiculous
you know what I'm saying?
All.
They're already kind of used
ridiculous
to listening.
At all.
Well, I mean, just, you know, some people, you say that he's not an activist. It doesn't matter what the format is, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's humor, whether it's music, you know what I'm saying? The message needs to get across. But I like Dave Chappelle's style, and I think he would be somebody that people could take a little bit more seriously than anybody else that's out there right now. Farrakhan, he's trying to do his thing. I'm not even going to really touch any of the other ones. Because I just don't feel like they're doing anything for the community. You know what I mean? It's all that's all the dog and pony show.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it's so many pieces, man. That's why it'll take a long time, man. It's so difficult to get that to go. So you got all these people that money and they're not saying anything. And it's like, you know, money is power on this earth. You know, you can't take it to heaven. You can't take it away. You're going or whatever. But it is power on this earth, man. And I just feel like if we can't, like, get something together to where we can, like, put our money together in this pot and, like, accumulate or build up something real good and going to benefit us from generation to generation and going to, bring change to whatever's going on towards us, it's not going to happen. But
can I ask
I just
you a question?
Feel,
do you go to church?
I don't go to church anymore, nope.
You don't go to church?
I don't.
Okay, well, that's perfectly fine. For the people that do go to church, I don't know, Rob, you go to church?
I do, not as much as I should,
you
but I do.
No,
that's
fine.
You can't hear me?
Yeah,
can you hear me?
I just didn't know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No,
I can.
No, I said
we can.
Yeah, I said I go. I just said I don't go as much as I should, but I mean I went last week.
Okay, well, that's cool. But what my point in bringing that up is, I don't frequent. I consider myself a spiritual person. I don't really consider myself a religious person. But as far as like the black churches, and you're saying like money is power, I feel that one of the first steps that should be made collectively is, you know, in your local area, a suggestion we could try is to like go to the churches and have, if we're expected to tithe, and you know I get that, but then why are you not doing nothing for the community?
Exactly.
That needs to be
that
needs to be the first and foremost initiative, because I can guarantee you, if all the parishioners in the specific church, in a specific area, in a specific county, can put all their money and pool their money together, then we could open up banks. We can have our own schools. We can have grocery stores. There wouldn't be, I forgot they call them, they have this thing now called food deserts, where there's not even a grocery store in the community when you're in the hood.
Wow.
Because we don't own it. We don't own any of the land. But we go into church every single Sunday. Giving up money every single Sunday. Pastor's riding around in a brand new car, got on a 3-piece suit and some gaiters, looking like he about to go up to the Pimps Up, Hoes Down convention.
They paid to be like that. They like funded. Like, do you ever listen to Dr. Umar?
A little bit.
Dr. Umar
a little
Johnson?
Bit. Not as much as I would like.
Yeah, man, but he be saying some real tough, man, like, you know, and I like certain things, you know, I probably do a little differently, man, but he really point out some things, you know, about the situation that's going on. I can't really think of about it by memory right now, but he really pinpoint on some things, man. But I just think, I don't know, if you listen to some more of his stuff, it's pretty good.
Okay, cool beans. Did you cover a topic similar to that, like as far as the churches? Because I really think that's a place to be able to start it. I don't believe it'll work and it'll generate any results, but.
That's the thing.
Well, it all depends on which church you go to. I mean.
Yeah, it's that, but.
Because what you can do is you can generally get your pastor, because it may not have to be something that you do, Bird, on yours. It may not have to be something where you have to go out and reach out to every
mm-hmm.
pastor in your community, but if you get with your pastor and your pastor is, you know, down for the cause as far as community outreach and et cetera, I mean, you can reach out to your pastor for, you know, for help, because the pastor normally knows a lot of pastors in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's a great idea, you know, because that's normally the church was the pillar of the community. So, yeah, if you can get them to do outreach programs, put money together for just generally just that location in that area in
mm-hmm.
maybe a 5-mile vicinity. Again, it's just like the topic we had a couple years ago about the power of the black church.
Mm-hmm.
You can take that money. They can put the money together, do one offering a month amongst, let's say, 10 churches and do a program for the community once a month. You know, that's paid for by the community. But, I mean, again, it depends on how many churches don't want to put the money back into their church for certain things. And then, of course, if you have mega churches where these, you know, like you said, these pastors are driving Bugattis. So it all depends. It depends on the
yeah.
church, depends on the person, depends on the community.
I believe it does, but at the same time, there has to be, you know what I'm saying, some type of consistency, because I get exactly what Johnny is saying, you know what I'm saying? It kind of feels like, you know, we're discussing the same topics, but, you know, it's years later.
Yeah.
And I feel what you're saying, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to vote, and there are people that actually died for our right to vote. But at the same time, that was for the right to vote. Now we're faced with a situation, and Johnny, you kind of touched on this when we first got started, as far as, like, why are people, you know, why do black people want to vote for Hillary? Why do black people want to vote for Trump? There's a black pastor that's actually supporting Trump. At the end of the day, I look at it like this. There are two sides to the exact same coin. There's no right or wronger.
Mm-hmm.
And if at the end of the day, if your vote is going to be for the lesser of the two evils, I mean, there really should be a third alternative to be able to not necessarily say to opt out, because that's the default. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to opt out because there's nobody that I want to vote for. But there needs to be another avenue for us to be like, you know what? I don't like this a-hole. I don't like that a-hole. You know what I'm saying? Now I need to go with a more viable candidate. They're not, you know what I'm saying? Our current government is not offering us a viable candidate because, as you so clearly pointed out, you know what I'm saying, the rest of the world is asleep and they're sheeple and they listen to everything that's being told to them and it don't really matter.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's going to continue to happen. So, like I say, like, it's hard for me to keep talking about these situations like this over and over. And
you know,
I'm not seeing anything put into laws, and then people keep they lost into Obama and such.
I feel you. This is what I'm going to task each one of us to do, because I think this would be a real easy, or it's going to test everybody's resolve. I think that I know Rob is busy working in the background, you know what I'm saying, bringing guest speakers on. But as far as you and I, Johnny, and Rob, if you can, I think each one of us should be able to bring in another guest. Like, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, Johnny, you mentioned this, as far as community and bringing together and as far as unity, I think we should be able to talk to as many people as we possibly can and find as many like-minded people as you can to get them to support Say Word in this current movement, so that way once we get, you know what I'm saying, the bodies, then we'll be able to have more of a voice. You know what I'm saying? And then we can actually start doing things. We can still go ahead and get things started with petitions and things like that, but we need to be able to get people that are like-minded that can work, you know what I'm saying? Because I can only work so many hours a day. You could only work so many hours a day. So we're going to have to be able to do it together and rely on, you know what I'm saying, our brothers and sisters for us to be able to come together. So that's what I'm going to task myself with, is to bring somebody on, you know what I'm saying, try to bring on a new person every week, you know what I'm saying, and rotate them out as a guest speaker, but to make sure that they're available and we're getting this message and then that they're also spreading that message. Because if we're not talking about it, even talking about it helps, you know what I'm saying? Because at least that way you know either you're listening to me or you're deaf to what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Exactly, exactly. And the goal is to get the like-minded, but the problem is that they're trying to find the like-minded people. Sometimes that could be an obstacle. It doesn't happen in the way that you plan it to happen. Because sometimes you might be this week or whatever, like, oh, you can't, this person doesn't, you know, they would rather do this or whatever. You know, you're going to get that. So, you know, you just got to be up, you know, for the task.
Yeah.
I know we are.
The thing, Johnny, is as much as I network work with people and I talk to people at work and, you know, people out, you'll be surprised, man, how many people think the same way and outrage about the same situations that we're upset about. You have hundreds and thousands of people that feel the same way. Where we run into the issue and where we run into the problems is that you have so many people that are followers and not leaders. So, and what I mean by that is we have to be those people that lead, you know, because it's a lot of us that want to make a change. Exactly. It's a lot of us that want to make a change, but we don't know how. We don't know where the groups are. We don't know where the conversation starts other than in our cubicles or over the phone. So being that we have this outlet to go out and market and make this because – I mean, generally, if you think about it, man, this can generally be a media outlet to where we can get the true message out and have this as our own media group. You understand what I'm saying? So by having hundreds and thousands of followers, we just started our own media to where we don't have to have the bias and half the story on exactly what's going on. So I think when you're saying that, you know, it's a lot of people out there, but they're not, you know, it's going to be hard to find them. I mean, I disagree on that part because it's a lot of people. We just have to bring those people in that think like us, and we have to help lead those people together.
Yeah.
Because trust me, man, it's a lot of people that want and feel outrage, man. I mean, you're looking on Facebook, you're looking at stars and things that people are outraged at all these killings and the way the government is going, but they only express it as far as Facebook. But when you give them something more than Facebook to where they can express their emotions verbally and over the masses, I mean, then that's how it gets started. So, I mean, it's a beginning process. It's a beginning process, but it's definitely a process that could be in the right, you know, that guides the right steps. So, yeah, bro, I think that's an excellent idea that every single week our goal is to try to get one, two. I mean, just if we can just get one new person.
If we each bring in one new person, that's three people a week. I mean, if we're doing, you know what I'm saying? I mean, come on now. We can all do the math. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then on top
of that, honest to goodness.
This and it gives us the opportunity from the studio to just directly blog our show to Twitter and Facebook. So it allows people to know what our conversation is about and give them the link to the show, whether they want to listen on their phone or their computer. So we have the outlet and the capabilities of being able to get out to the masses, you know, information media, and, you know, to kind of calm and to come up to some type of understanding on what we do going forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So I like that, Bird, as far as the task of not only bringing a person on or, you know, a few people on per week, but also when we're out, even if people can't comment or can't call in, they can at least listen to the show. You know, they can at least advertise on their Facebook. Yeah, because what we're going to start doing is we're going to start advertising in the middle of the week. So, for instance, if we write our show up, it's Wednesday, we do the show Wednesday, I'm going to write up a show Saturday. It's going to be on Facebook and Twitter, and then it's going to be on Monday, and then it's going to be on early Wednesday. So it gives people the opportunity to remember that we're broadcasting. And then not only that, it'll give the topic about, you know, some of the things that's going on.
Mm-hmm. That's
but
good.
Yeah, Johnny.
Because, I mean.
Yeah, Johnny, I mean, it sounds like a plan.
It sounds good. So I'm going to try my best to do as much as I can. Because, you know, like I said before, things are a little hectic with me, man. But I'm going to try the best I can. Because, I'm already, like, out there talking to people. Like, I've been doing this. I'm just continuing to do this. So if we can try to get some people, that would be great. We can, you know, try to see, you know, what time they can do certain things or whatever, how they schedule are working and stuff like that. But, yeah, I'm all for it. I've been doing it. I'm going to continue to do it. So as far as bringing them on the show, I can do that as well. So we got a lot of promoting to do.
Most definitely. And I know Rob posted a few links, I want to say about 2-3 weeks ago. I have a link as far as, like, petition and things like that. So we can already go ahead and get the ball rolling. Once we start being able to get more support and come up with a clear, defined, like, outline, or we can even mirror after some of the other larger groups, I'm sure it's not that hard to get in contact with the appropriate parties.